Time again for StoryCorps. People are sitting down with each other for this project and having conversations recorded. Today, a story from Denver. Queen Jackson has been homeless in that city for more than a year. Deborah McCullough is a social worker assigned to her case. When the two came to StoryCorps together, Jackson spoke of how she never expected to end up on the streets.
I was working for the state of Colorado, and I had all these great ideas of retiring and sitting back and enjoying my life. But as the budget was becoming very strained, I was one of the first to be laid off. Well, I had some money in savings, and I thought, no big deal. I can go out and get another job. Well, it didn't happen that way. 1 week turned into another, a month, 5 months, and the unemployment was not covering my rent. Therefore, I lost my apartment. My daughter, you know, she wants so badly for me to move in with her, but I'm of a generation in which your children don't take care of you. You take care of your children, you know. I remember I didn't have the money to buy her a birthday card. And I thought, I'm going to go out with this sign. We'll work for whatever. Well, dummy me, I get dressed like I'm going to a job interview. And I had to laugh at myself. I'm like, you're looking like, you know, pretty middle class out here. But this man handed me a $10 bill. I thanked him. And I bought my daughter a card. That meant so much to me. I remember it was Christmas. I was in the shelter. And I just started remembering when my daughters were little girls. You know, the smells of cooking, the joy. I felt so lonely. But I'll never forget, the women received a gift pack. I got a little bottle of lotion. I opened it up and I smelled it, and it was the most beautiful fragrance I had ever smelled. And I remember crying because it lifted my spirit so. You know, in my 30s or 40s, nobody could have told me that I was going to be homeless at the age of 60. It was a bullet I didn't see coming. Not at all.
Queen Jackson with Deborah McCullough at StoryCorps in Denver, Colorado. Their conversation will be archived with all the others at the Library of Congress. Sign up for the project's podcast at npr.org.